You're listening to SBS News.
Human rights activists Nadia Murad and Dr. Dennis Mukwege have together received the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize. They were recognised for their work in advocating for victims of wartime sexual violence. Nobel Committee Chairwoman Berit Rice-Anderson says they are deserving winners.
Both laureates have demanded that injustice be combated with justice. War crimes must be punished, and the responsibility rests with the entire international community. Both of them are thus fully deserving of Alfred Nobel's Peace Prize.
Nadia Murad's advocacy work stems from when she was captured by IS in Iraq in 2014. The 24-year-old suffered beatings and gang rape before she was able to escape. She says more than 6,500 women and girls from the Kurdish-speaking Yazidi community were kidnapped and raped by IS, while the fate of some 3,000 women and girls is unknown. Ms. Murad accepted the award at the ceremony in Oslo, but she says her campaigning for sex abuse victims is far from over.
Thank you very much for this honour, but the fact remains that the only prize in the world that can restore our dignity is justice and the prosecution of criminals. There is no award that can compensate for our people and our loved ones who were killed solely because they were Yazidis. The only prize that will restore a normal life between our people and our friends is justice and protection for the rest of this community.
IS targeted the Yazidi community as it seized parts of Iraq and Syria, killing and kidnapping hundreds of people and destroying temples and villages. The United Nations, which has described these atrocities as a possible genocide, is sending a team to Iraq next year to investigate. No one from IS has faced trial over the violence against the Yazidis. Ms. Murad, who is the first Iraqi to win the Nobel Peace Prize, says she hopes that changes.
The predicament of the Yazidis in the prisons of IS has not changed. They have not been able to leave the camps. Nothing of what IS destroyed has been rebuilt. So far, the perpetrators of the crimes which led to this genocide have not been brought to justice. I don't seek more sympathy. I want to translate those feelings into actions on the ground. If the international community is serious about providing assistance to the victims of this genocide, the international community should provide them with international protection under United Nations supervision.
The other recipient of the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize is Dr. Dennis Mukwege. He has been honoured for his work helping sexually abused women at the hospital he founded in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says in 2017 alone, there were 804 cases of conflict-related sexual violence in the Congo, affecting 507 women, 265 girls, 30 men and 2 boys. Dr. Mukwege's Panzi Hospital has treated more than 50,000 victims of sexual violence in the region since it opened in 1999. The 63-year-old gynecologist has been campaigning to end the use of rape as a weapon of war. He too used his acceptance speech to demand change.
Le peuple congolais est humilié.
The Congolese people have been humiliated, mistreated and massacred for more than 2 decades with the awareness of the international community. Today, thanks to new information and communication technologies, nobody can any longer say, I didn't know. With this Nobel Peace Prize, I call to the world to be a witness, and I urge you to put an end to this suffering that shames our common humanity. The people of my country desperately need peace.
Dr. Mukwege has also called on countries to stop welcoming visiting leaders and diplomats who are not doing enough to curb sexual violence at home.
Les États doivent cesser.
States must stop welcoming them by rolling out the red carpet and instead draw a red line against the use of rape as a weapon of war. This red line would consist of imposing economic and political sanctions on these leaders and taking them to court. Doing the right thing is not hard. It's a matter of political will.
The choice to highlight campaigns against sexual violence came as this year's Nobel Literature Prize was postponed over a rape scandal. Jean-Claude Arnault, the 72-year-old husband of a former member of the Swedish Academy Board, was found guilty earlier this month of 2 counts of rape. He was jailed for 2.5 years for the crimes, and 8 members of the board have either left or disassociated themselves as a result of the scandal. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.